This wonderful story that Larry read for us this morning about Abram is one of the oldest in Scripture. Probably was written down first maybe 2,500 or 3,000 years ago, but I'm going to guess it was probably told in an oral tradition for 1,000 years before that. It's a beautiful old story. And our rabbinic scholars would say there are a number of ways when you're dealing with one of these great old stories, there are a number of ways that you can interpret and try to understand what's going on in the story. You can use simply a very literal reading of the story. It's historical reading, and figure out where you've been, the story of Abram and his family from thousands of years ago. Or you could do an allegorical reading and try to find the moral of the story, like what does it mean for us in terms of what we're going to do today? And then the rabbis had a third way of thinking about stories. They called it a mystical reading, a spiritual reading of the story. And it's going to try to help us to understand what our vision is and where we want to go. And that's the kind of interpretation and understanding I'd like to think about with you today. How can a story that's 3,000 or 4,000 years old help us see the future, our future? I'd like to think about, reflect on that with you today. So in that spirit, would you pray with me, please? Good and gracious God, touch our eyes and our ears, our minds and our hearts, so together this day we might see and hear and truly believe in a way of spirit in the world, not just for us in this moment, but a way that helps us live into a future with you. Bless us with that gift of spirit this day, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I am a bit of a stargazing guy. I like to look at the heavens, so much so that sometimes I trip and fall, but that's okay. My eyes are often up, looking at the sky, because it is so rich in beauty. And if you too are a heaven gazer, a star gazer, an upward looker, then this was a great weekend for us. Some of you probably didn't notice, but let me tell you that the heavens were glorious this weekend. It was a full moon. August's full moon was this weekend, and my Lakota friends would call this full moon Wastawi, which means the moon of ripening harvest. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's the moon of abundance and the moon of the harvest that's right around the corner, rich and abundant. But not only that, there's also going to be a bit of a celestial shower going on in the next few days. I hope you pay attention. But not just that. Today, this morning, was a planetary conjunction, an amazing one. They call it a planet parade. 6 planets lined up. And it's as simple as this. If you got up an hour before sunrise this morning, supposedly you could see all 6. 4:50, I was standing out on the Jaffrey Green. I must confess, I could only see 3 of the 6 planets with my naked eye, but they were stunning. Jupiter and Venus and Mercury were available to me. You know how I know? I have an app on my phone that tells me as I hold it up. That's how much of a stargazer I am. I couldn't see the other three, but it really was quite beautiful. And I did my morning prayers with and for you out there this morning under the shadows of these beautiful planets. Stargazing is not new to the spiritual realm. The story today is all about it. And I want to look a little more carefully at it so you don't miss this beautiful tale of Abram. His name at this point is Abram, and this moment will begin his transformation to his new name, which will be Abraham, or in Hebrew, Abrahim. Abram and his partner, wife, Sarah, are wanderers, nomads, looking for a home, both geographically, but again, if we're going to do a mystical interpretation here, and I want you to think about this, they're searching for a spiritual home, and they're having trouble finding it. And part of the problem is that in their own minds, they are cursed. This is traditional Hebrew thinking. They are cursed. Why? Because they are barren. They have no children. The most abundant of all of God's blessing to the Hebrew way of thinking is family, a big family, kids, and they don't have any. And so their understanding of the world is that they are barren in all forms. And so when, and the scripture has this funny phrase, the word of the Lord came to Abram, doesn't tell us how, whether, I'm not sure what happened there, but the word of the Lord comes to Abram and says, Abram, guess what? You are going to have a great reward. I am going to be your shield, your protector. I've got you, Abram. And Abram at this moment has what we like to call cognitive dissonance in his brain. He says, no, that's impossible. That's the key to cognitive dissonance when we say, no, that's impossible. It's impossible because look, word of the Lord, I got nothing here. This servant, Eleazar of Damascus, that's in my house, that's going to be my heir. That's all I've got. And then the word apparently comes again and says, no, no. You are not only going to be blessed, you yourself are going to be a blessing, and your very own, in very carefully crafted King Jamesian English, your very own issue will be your reward. That means he's going to have a kid, right? If you didn't get the old language here. Your own child, you're going to have a child. And again, he says, no, that's not, it's, look, I'm already old. Who hasn't used that excuse? I'm already old, and this is impossible. And now comes the magic. Couldn't time that better, could I? And now comes the magic. The word of the Lord, God, says to him, come on outside for a minute and look up at the heavens. Count the stars if you are able. Look carefully. So shall your future, your descendants, so shall this be for you. And then the story gives us this lovely little line.
And then Abram believed. His entire consciousness has shifted with one good look at the stars. He has a change of heart and mind and begins to believe that even in his old age, more is possible. And what's about to happen, and if you were had the book open in front of you, later on that page in chapter 17, God literally gives Abram a new name. He adds an H, puts an H in there, the Hebrew letter He. He puts it in there and he goes from Abram to Abrahim. And this is phenomenally significant that we miss a lot, because this H is the great symbol of God's breath, God's spirit. Abram becomes Abrahim, the father of spirit. Abra, father. Father of spirit, father of multitudes, father of many generations, father of all that is new for your people. It's a moment of transition. And what is the cause? That's right. Stargazing. Looking at beautiful things. This is a very important part of the Judeo-Christian Islamic heritage. We look at beautiful things to be inspired, to be inspirited, to get God's breath moving through us. Count the stars. Go outside and enjoy this beautiful day. I want you to hear clearly what I'm saying. It means picnic more, walk more, golf more. You're laughing, but I'm not kidding. Get out to where it's beautiful more. Get up with me, if you will, at 4:30 and take a look at the planets. Allow God's breath to enter in, because it is here. And as Larry said, right, it's a beautiful day. Get your cake and go outside. Take a walk today and appreciate it. What happens is it changes the way we think. We suffer. Our generation, right now, we're suffering from cognitive dissonance because the world seems broken and we can't fix it. And sometimes we just think it's impossible. I guess it's just going to stay bad. Let me take you outside and show you the heavens. Look up to our mountain. Enjoy the beauty of this day, and all of a sudden, more becomes possible. Count the stars if you are able. And then believe. Amen.